Hey there, amazing people. Now, I know that when I appear before an episode starts, and it's usually bad news and some ropey audio or technical issue, but fear not, as I am here just to make sure that you're all aware that what you're about to hear is a taster of our new exclusive monthly Patreon podcast called Pick a Mix. This was intended to be a coffee exclusive podcast, but my plans went up in smoke when I went to upload this. And let's just say that the service I was going to use had made changes, so it wasn't viable anymore. And if anyone was not aware, Coffee doesn't directly host files, but just lets you embed them, so it just wasn't going to work. I scoured the internet for other solutions, and Patreon was the only one, so here we are. But anyway, enough of that, and more on what you are about to hear, as every month we are going to approach random subjects from the world of pop culture. And for our first episode, me and Chris sat down and went through some of our favourite film scores from the 90s. Details are at the end on how you can hear the full episode, but for now, please enjoy this small sample. Greetings and welcome to Pick a Mix, our monthly podcast that's exclusively for our Ko-Fi supporters. Now, Chris, I've just said Ko-Fi, and you think after all this amount of time, seeing it on the main feed, you think I'd nail it by now. But no, that's Ko-Fi instead of coffee. I mean, the people who created this company must be kicking themselves in some form because of the amount of different ways people say their blinking name.
You did it to me on the first time we did the Ko-Fi coffee page, and I read it completely wrong on mic.
Yeah. Because it happens even now.
It's two words, K-O-F-I, separated with a hyphen. That's Ko-Fi.
Apparently it's pronounced coffee.
But it's got one F.
You know, it's all this fangled modern way of, you know, it's like Spotify. I mean, what is Spotify? What has Spotify got in connection with music? Nothing. It's just a made up word that's just really random. It's like Flickr. Flickr. Or let's put flick, and then let's just put a random R at the end. Why?
You know we're showing our age, right?
Anyway, we're getting into a tangent already, and we haven't even started yet.
No.
Well, thank you to whoever's listening. If you are hearing this right now, that means you support us, and that is amazing. So big thank you to you. Really, really appreciate it. This is episode one of Pick a Mix, where anything goes. Whatever topic we fancy covering every month, this will be the place to come and do it. And we hope that you enjoy this offering. And if you do, please let us know. We'd love your feedback. Good or bad, constructive would be marvellous because this podcast is for you because of your very kind generosity in giving us money towards the podcast. But I'm waffling and we've got a show for you to listen to. So as you just heard there, I'm joined by Chris. Hello, Chris.
Also, on the feedback, listeners, let us know your favourite pick and mix item from any pick and mix stand in whatever country you're in.
What's yours?
Jazzy's cola bottles. Not Jazzy's, but I like the fizzy cola bottles and the cherries.
The cherry ones are better.
Yeah, but it depends on your grade of pick and mix because you can get really cheap, nasty stuff.
Yeah, that is true. Mm-hmm. My ones are, do you know you get the white mice?
No, they're no.
But not the white one, the strawberry ones, the pink ones.
Yeah, they're a bit smoother. That I find white mice and chocolate frogs to be really gritty. Like, they've got that really fine, like, icing sugar texture. It's like, no.
And we're going off onto another tangent within the first 5 minutes. We're doing brilliantly here, Chris. It's marvellous.
Welcome to the Wolfie Pod, everyone. Tangents should be expected.
Okay, what we're doing on this episode is we've just picked three of our favourite film soundtrack scores, OSTs, whatever you want to call them, from 1990s films. And we've picked three each, and we're just going to go through them and just say why these particular ones are special to us or why we like them so much. You're going to get a clip of each one so you can hear them. And that's pretty much it. I think it's going to be just make for a nice little fun podcast for you guys. And before we get into our picks, Chris, I was just wondering on like what you thought on how important do you think a good film score is?
It depends on the context and the mood of the film. Some of the best films have no score for sometimes an entire set, but some films are very important to have an established score. Some films have really bad scores that are a real chore to get through, that just seem to be elevator music. They're just stuck on there as an afterthought. GoldenEye comes to mind for that one. Film soundtracks, they add the emotion and the feeling, and they give you the hairs on the back of your neck where they need to be. It helps the scene, it helps the film. Once you've got that perfect cohesion between director and composer, it all comes together perfectly. And I think our choices are perfect to discuss that, because they are very successful films with very emotionally driven soundtracks. And also, there's a very few composers who will actually compose the visuals as well as the director will film them. Some soundtracks become disjointed and they don't think about it. Like one of the tracks that I've chosen, for instance, the composer composes a wave crash onto a rock, and your brain synchronizes that image with that sound, and then you will hear it forever. Every time you listen to the soundtrack on its own, or you watch the film muted, you hear that crescendo. And it's very important. But in some cases, it is important, but in a very subdued way. Prime example is a lot of Christopher Nolan movies, where we've got our things to say about Christopher Nolan, but a lot of his choices, the soundtrack's just very, very quiet and nuanced. It's not bombastic and it's not heavy. It's just teetering underneath, just bubbling over. But yeah, long story short, it's important depending on the subject matter of the film.
I think you're right, yeah. I think some soundtracks don't really stand out too much, because when you're watching a film, you don't really, you kind of notice it in the background, but you don't. It kind of just blends in with what you're watching, and both the soundtrack or the piece of music and what you're seeing kind of meld together to make this thing. And like, if you was to watch it without that, it would probably feel completely different. And it's just a magical thing for me, like for something like a piece, like a bit of sound, how it can elevate a scene, or how it can elevate a piece of action that you're seeing on the screen. How weird it is when you take that piece of music away and you watch the same piece again, and it's like completely different film. That's something that's always been, I've always quite admired and been, well, just taken a step back and admired. And like the emotional side of it, of a piece of music as well, always gets to me as well. When you are seeing that piece of, or you're seeing that emotional scene on film, and then you've got that piece of music in the background that's just, I don't know, if it's the right piece of music for the right scene, then you're going to be a mess.
Believe me, I'm going to try and keep my emotions in check, because my recent couple of years, as you well know, I won't go into it, have been quite hard and quite full on. And when music changes when your life changes, and then your association with that piece changes as well, you find yourself like experiencing emotions you never experienced as a child, which is extremely fascinating. When you're growing older, it's very fascinating how your emotions change when you watch or listen to something. It's astounding. And it's a sentiment to how these composers and these films are interwoven together.
But yeah, as we've alluded, we've got three, well, Chris's side, he's got four, because you can't stick to the rules, Chris.
I can, but I'm gonna bundle two into the same thing.
Mm-hmm. So I've got three because I stuck to the rules. Chris has got four because he's just wild and no one can chain him down.
People have tried. It's just not gonna happen.
And let's get into our picks. I'm going to start first with my first one, as it's first on my list here. That, and I didn't really put it in any order. There's no order to this, so it isn't mine anyway. They're just three bits of music that I just really, really admire. So my first pick is from The Lion King. And I don't know, like, I kind of surprised myself when I landed on The Lion King in some ways, because it's The Lion King. I don't know, I just thought there's more pieces of music that I've experienced since The Lion King that probably affected me or I've remembered more. But when I landed on it and something stuck in the back of my brain, I was like, do you know what? Yes, we've got all this like magical music that Elton John created for the film Circle of Life, all this and that. Yeah, they're really good pieces of music. But Hans Zimmer was in there as well. He was doing his own thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, Hans Zimmer, you know, I mean, he's a legendary conductor. Like, he's a legend. And I think, like, a lot of his recent stuff hasn't been as good as, I mean, as he was back here now. This, you know, this was some of his golden stuff.
No time to die.
I think if Rich was here, he might stick up for that a little bit. I don't know.
It had its moments. I'm not ambushing you, but yeah. I think there was a lot of studio diddly daddling in that for that soundtrack, but we won't go there.
You know, and The Lion King was an important film for me growing up. I say growing up. I think I must have been in my early teens when I saw this anyway. So I don't know. It's just a film that's just stuck with me throughout the years because it is The Lion King. I'm not really going to go into the film because we all know what The Lion King is and what it did. But there was a piece of music.
I don't think I've seen it, Jason.
Haven't you? Oh, mate, you need to sort that out, dude. What are you doing?
Of course I've seen The Lion King.
Honestly.
It's one of my favourite Disneys.
It's my favourite Disney film ever. But anyway, and there's a piece of music in the film. It was really hard to actually choose a piece of music, even like Hans Zimmer's music, because he kind of created quite a lot of really nice pieces. But yeah, there was this little piece that kind of comes through the entire film, like lots of different ways. And like one of the first times you hear it is the scene where Simba, Mustafa, you know who I mean. Me names.
Mufasa.
You know we don't click.
Mufasa.
Mufasa.
Not Mustafa from Austin Powers.
And there, it's the scene that's just them two sitting on the hill, and they're looking out over the kingdom, and Mustafa, Mustachio. He's telling Simba about how, you know, this is the land that they look after and they're responsible for it and everything else. And there's this beautiful piece of music that's just playing over it as they're speaking. And as you say, you hear this kind of coming through in different pieces throughout the film. And it just sets The Lion King for me. You know, as soon as I hear it, you know, I just go back to that scene and just how beautiful it was. Just a father and son being together, and you know, the father's just trying to teach his son a little bit about life. So yeah, take a little listen to it's called This Land by Hans Zimmer and Lebo M. Cool, that's my first pick. Brilliant, right? Can't get any better than that, can you, Chris? What can you come up with for your first one?
Well, let's just get the double bill out the way, shall we?
So let's get the cheating bit out.
I'm going to go with...
If you want to hear more, and trust me, there are some awesome picks in here, so you probably do, then all you have to do is go to our Patreon page, which you can find a link to in this very show description, and sign up for our £3 a month Hall of Famer tier, which will give you access to the full episode, plus a few other lovely benefits, including being a part of our social shoutouts, being a part of our Hall of Fame, and some Discord perks. There is also a 7-day free trial on this tier, so you can give it a go before parting with your cash. Thanks for checking this out, and I will hopefully catch you next week on the next episode of What's Wrong with Wolfie. Until then, take care out there. Goodbye.